August has not been a good month for environmentalists. First, the Trump administration proposed a repeal of tougher vehicle fuel efficiency and emission standards, revoking the rights of states like California to set their own limits.
We intend to submit comments on what we believe is an egregious proposal that violates the law and is damaging to the interests of the people of this country when it comes to improving air quality.
The President of the United States.
But President Trump doubled down during a recent rally in Charleston, West Virginia, when he announced plans to roll back the Obama administration's clean power plan.
You can do a lot of things to those solar panels, but you know what you can't hurt? Coal. You can do whatever you want to coal.
Trump's plan abandons the previous administration's goal of scaling back U.S. reliance on coal and reducing the nation's carbon emissions by a third by the year 2030. Instead, Trump says coal-producing states like West Virginia should be able to set their own limits on greenhouse gas emissions from coal-fired power plants. Environmental activists have denounced the proposals, saying it sends the wrong message to the world.
Cars and power plants together are responsible for the majority of carbon pollution from this country. And so for the administration to roll back all these climate protections at once sends a real signal to the world that America is not going to do its part to reduce climate pollution.
The Environmental Protection Agency acknowledges the increased pollution from the rule change could lead to 1,400 more premature deaths each year by 2030. But coal producers insist the fossil fuel is necessary for the nation's energy security.
I think what you have are critics outside of this industry that are a little bit unrealistic in their goals about a renewable economy built on wind power, wishes, and unicorns.
If approved, Trump's proposal could keep coal plants operating longer by not forcing companies to upgrade pollution controls. Coal miners support the president's plan.
I like everything he's done. He's sticking with his campaign promises.
But experts are skeptical Trump's proposal can actually save coal jobs in the long term.
Natural gas is cheaper, renewable costs are going down. So even though they are kind of rolling back some of the regulations that have been tougher on the coal industry, I think the coal industry is still facing some pretty significant headwinds.
The administration's proposals to roll back anti-pollution standards are in line with Trump's decision to withdraw from the 2015 Paris Agreement. Now, every country in the world except the U.S. and Syria are signatories of the agreement, which aims to mitigate the effects of global warming. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.